This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
How careless. You should be careful. A person can get killed that way.
I hope you weren't disturbed, Dr. Leho.
It is perfectly right, my dear. Introduce me.
This is Miss Raymond, Mr. Young, and this is Wilbur.
Hello, Dr. Leho. I've been looking for you all day.
I know it's going to be scary.
Excellent. Let's take him to the cellar. We can dispose of all the bodies at the same time.
Oh, wasn't that scary? Huh?
The Don and Mike Show. Well, that's right. I'm sad and blue.
Well, we got the happy Halloween music. Tomorrow's the day.
Mysterious visitors from the Orient. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Now, tomorrow we'll have our Halloween spooktacular.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic.
Ooh. Joe will be trick-or-treating for beer. Trick or beer. We'll play our Halloween game.
Uh-huh. And we will try to scare you.
Not really.
That's interesting to me. Not really. Disclaimer.
Not really. We don't scare Mike.
Not really.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
However, I do know that there's all kinds of trick-or-treaters outside. In fact, I'll tell you something before we answer the first doorbell here. Uh-huh. I have seen TV's Tom Bergeron hanging around our building all day today.
Huh. I saw him earlier, and he was bringing in, it looked like dry cleaning. He just kept bringing in dry cleaning after dry cleaning after. I don't know what he was up to.
Let me get the doorbell.
It's me, Tom Bergeron, dressed in my Marie Antoinette outfit, crotchless ball gown, a Dancing with the Stars. I have to leave now. I have to change into my next outfit. I'll be right back. Hey, cool. Thank you. Get me the...
Bye-bye.
Thank you. I'll be right back.
So it's...
I'm outside now.
Let's see who's at the door.
Happy Halloween. I'm Jack Sparrow. Look at my special chap so you can see my buttocks. Happy Halloween. Dancing with the Stars. I have to head outside now.
Tom?
Yeah, yes, I'm standing by.
You're going to be
Are you watching Dancing with the Stars?
You're going to be...
We've got a fantastic group of people this year. It's coming down to an exciting final. I think you'll enjoy it. I think you'll truly enjoy it. Oh, I have to step outside the door again, and then you have to open it. Let me go outside right now. I'm back as the Incredible Hulk. Look, I've painted my thing green for you. I'm Dancing with the Stars.
So, Tom.
Yeah, I'm standing by. I have to do another costume change. You know, costumes are a very significant part of ballroom dancing, and it's very important that the stars always look their best on Dancing with the Stars. Yes, Rob?
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just got here. Who are you?
I'm Tom Bergeron, but you know what I'm doing? I'm changing into my new costume. Look at this.
Wow!
I'm Count Dracula. That's right. Hit the music, band leader. Count Dracula says, looking at you, your blood's not all I'll suck. I'm dancing with the stars.
Huh.
This is very exhausting as I'm changing into costume after costume.
How many costumes?
I'll be right back.
So many.
Right,
spins on the hangers.
I'm coming back in now. Here I am. Look at me. I'm the devil. If you pull my tail, I make. That's our latest fashion statement on Dancing with the Stars. Let me make my way. Let me get that door again. I'll come back out.
Okay.
No, not the doorbell. I have to leave. Come back in. Now I'm coming back in. I'm Britney Spears. Just like Britney, I shaved for you. I'm Dancing with the Stars. I've got to get outside
Tom,
and get that door again.
People don't know you're actually dressed.
Yes. Yes.
You are actually dressed like Britney Spears in that snake charmer outfit.
I've got a snake charmer outfit, but let me lift my legs up into the air so you can
that
see.
Down.
Just like Britney. Isn't that fantastic on Dancing with the Stars? All the stars love a good close shave, and so does Tom Bergeron. Yeah. I've got to get this costume back to the Now let me open this other door here. Ah, yes, sirree. Exciting. I'm Angelina Jolie. If you'll notice, I've had some trouble talking because of the collagen in my lips. I'm Dancing with the Stars. Halloween's my favorite time of year. I really enjoy it. I enjoy this so much more than when I was doing AFH, America's Favorite Home Videos. Oh, let me get that right here. Ah, yes, who is it? It's me, Tom Bergeron, as Elvira. I invite you to bury your face into my lovely cleavage. All for Donnie on Dancing with the Stars. Let me take a drink of water here.
Do you want any candy, Tom? I mean, you keep knocking as a trick-or-treater.
You know, I've got to be honest with you. One of the things that I enjoy more than candy at Halloween is the pleasure of dressing up in all of my fabulous outfits. That's one of the things at the Bergeron household that I truly enjoy, putting on all the different outfits for each trick-or-treater that comes to the door. And we get hundreds of them. It's wonderful. I have to step over here and try this new outfit on.
Okay.
Now, wait, let me get down behind. Hold on. Don't cue the music just yet. I have to slip into this.
Changing.
Here we are.
So many costumes.
All right, I'm ready now. Hit the music, band leader. Tom Bergeron dressed as Willy Wonka. And what am I going to do? I'm going to manufacture my own chocolate bar for you on Dancing with the Stars. That's the little hook that I put it on in here. Yes, sirree. Let's hope you find the golden ticket. Trick or treat.
How's Marie Osmond doing?
Marie Osmond's doing very well since her collapse. She had a very difficult time. It was her breathing after dancing. She was trying to talk. And she says that quite simply, occasionally, she forgets to breathe. And therefore, she went down like a sack of potatoes. It was very frustrating, but let me duck under the counter here and come up with this other outfit. I think she'll love this. Lady Godiva says trick or treat. Except for my blonde hair, I'm naked. I'm Dancing with the Stars. Very, very exciting. This is very nice. Halloween, my favorite time of year. Oh, I have to take this out now and put this back on. I'm a hobo, inviting each and every one of you to taste my special hobo stew. I'll show you how I make it if you watch Dancing with the Stars. It's a great promotional vehicle. I've got to just simply take this off and put this back on. And
Tom, have you ever heard of a cat we had on the show many years ago named
a cat?
The pumpkin.
Well, you've tipped my hand, Mr. Bandleader. Let me jump into my cat suit. There we go. Meow. Tom Bergeron as your favorite little kitty cat. Squeeze my right buttock and I'll scratch your eyes out. I'm Dancing with the Stars. What were you saying, Don?
Have you ever heard of a guy called the Pumpkin Picasso?
The Pumpkin Picasso. I think that what the Pumpkin Picasso was doing was he was actually carving phenomenal patterns in different pumpkins. Is that what he was doing? Famous all the way across the country. Isn't that true?
And I believe when Mike and I do our fake DJ voices, they kind of sound almost like yours in a roundabout way, Tom.
I don't think there's a phony bone in my body, but I think there is something in my body because I'm going to slip in right now to my very, very special outfit just for you.
Who's at the door?
Here I am, porn star Mary Carey. One in the front and one in the back. That's right. Airtight on Dancing with the Stars. I love Halloween,
sure.
And I especially like a good round of ballroom dancing. That's what I really enjoy. And we really have to give credit to all these stars that work so very, very hard to work on all of the things that they do and get themselves in shape. And some of these people are not used to doing ballroom dancing at all.
Just say Pumpkin Picasso.
All righty. I need my band leader for it.
Oh, do you really?
Take a look at this. I hold in my hand another fine creation by the Pumpkin Picasso. Doesn't that look like S on Dancing with the Stars? That's right. It's arrogance. It's enlightenment and lots of fun as we continue to play our Halloween games. I'm going to lean under here.
Is that Pumpkin Picasso guy still around?
Pumpkin Picasso guy. All right. I've got a new costume for you.
Why'd you be a loving try to book him on the show tomorrow?
Book him on the show, the fabulous Pumpkin Picasso. But before you do that,
let's see who's at the door trick or treat.
You better open the door. Trick or treat. It's me, Paris Hilton. What do you think? Do you like the blonde-haired wig? Give me candy, and I'll let you touch it. I'm Dancing with the Stars.
Tom, do you have your own grainy sex tape?
I have a grainy sex tape that I could make available to you. We don't want to diminish the brand name of Dancing with the Stars because so much effort and energy has been put forward into a fantastic presentation. As a matter of fact, let me bring in one of my colleagues who's one of our judges. Come on in. Hello. I'm dressed as Uma Thurman. You are so beautiful, I would like you to take your pants off. Kill Bill or kill me. We're going to have him leave now.
You're the British guy?
Yeah, get out of here. No, he's the other guy. All righty. Here's my latest costume as I'm beginning to break a bit of a sweat.
Trick or treat.
Yes, trick or treat. I'm Venus, the love goddess. Tom Bergeron, dressed as the wonderful Greek goddess. I am violate my privacy. I'm sorry, the music ran out. Sometimes that happens when we're going to commercial break, especially the time when Marie Osmond hit the floor because she passed out. That was a very difficult time for each and every one of us, but I really enjoy changing in and out of these different costumes.
How many costumes did you bring today, Tom?
Oh, I can't even count. I couldn't even fit them into the back of my Mercedes-Benz. But I've got another one for you right now.
Trick or treat.
Yes. Trick or treat. She was on your show recently. I'm talking about Eva Mendez. Oh, wow. How would you like to touch my tamales, mister? I'm Dancing with the Stars. What a fantastic afternoon this is.
Tom, all you have on is a lady's wig.
That's it. Well, what it is, it's all theater of the mind. I was told that this was radio and that you were able to create some sort of an illusion here.
But
I wear one lady's wig, and I'm creating for your listeners the image that I'm continuously changing into elaborate Halloween costume. Well, is that somehow something I should not have done?
What's next?
All right, here we go. I'll take the wig off, and I'll put my male wig on. All righty. Hit it, Bill. Ah, trick or treat, it's Mr. Spock. That's right, the great Star Trek character. I bet you can make more than my ears point. I'm Dancing with the Stars. So much fun. I love Halloween. Can I get a candy bar from you for a little burst of energy?
Do we have a
treat?
I'll
put my lady's wig back on. Hold on just a second.
Anything for Mr.
Actually,
Bergeron?
I'll take all the wigs off, and I'll change into another costume. All right, here we go. Open the door. Cue the band later.
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat, Tom Bergeron. I'm saying I have a pack of cigarettes. Time for you to start puffing on Dancing with the Stars. That's my assertive read.
Now, that would be good if you actually were standing in front of me wearing one of those giant cigarette boxes where your arms and legs are.
I understand that, but you see, one of the things I've learned to do in my various Hollywood Squares or also America's Funniest Home Videos or also when I've done Dancing with the Stars, I've really made an effort to create theater of the mind whenever I do a radio interview, and that's why I can just keep coming with costume after costume, as I will
Let's see
now.
See at the door now, then.
Right. Who could it be?
Trick or treat. Hey, boo-boo, it's Yogi Bear. How would you like to look in my picnic basket on Dancing with the Stars?
Would you like some candy?
Yes, please. Thank you very much.
There's a York peppermint patty.
Oh, delightful. It fell on the floor. Now, yes, you're throwing them at me.
Fresh
I don't seem to be able to handle that, but I'll do that. Let me have a bite of this, and then I will actually work that into my next costume. So you can get the door, and I will put on a new head, and I'll be ready to go. Here we go. Are you ready? Trick or treat.
Let me hear the door.
Trick or treat. Tom Bergeron as McGruff, the crime dog.
What?
I have to start again.
Who are you?
I don't like peppermint patties. Tom Bergeron. It's Tom Bergeron. Open the door. Hold on. Tom has lost his composure. Tom has lost his composure. This is a good one. I want to do it. I'm all in costume, and I'm ready for the band to strike up the theme again. Trick or treat.
All right, trick or treat.
All right. It's me, McGruff the Crime Dog. Happy Halloween. I want you to take a bite out of me on Dancing with the Stars. I'm having such a great time. Don't you love Halloween? What are you going to be dressing as, Don Geronimo? I have another one.
Another one?
Trick or treat.
Let's see who's at the door.
Well, 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 it's me, Goldilocks. That's right, my long blonde hair and my lovely blue dress, completely shaved again.
Wow.
I'm Dancing with the Stars. All of my wonderful costumes. I love costume, and it's such a big part of what we do. And don't we all wear some sort of costume each and every day on Dancing with the Stars?
We've got to break.
We have to break? That's unfortunate. I'd love to come back with more of my fabulous costumes. You haven't seen me. Oh, God. Rob Spiewak writes, I'm a gay police officer. Cuff and stuff. That's my way on Dancing with the Stars. Many more where that came from, Donnie.
Really?
I love the posing, too.
I hope so,
the gay
guys.
Police officer flails his arms about and about.
Because there's a very good chance when we come back, we'll ring the doorbell some more.
That would be delightful. I'd enjoy that more than life itself. You haven't even seen my... Oh, good, I can change into it now. All right.
Well, let's see. Trick or treat.
I'm a mummy. That's right, a mummy, the classic horror figure. I hope you're scared as I am. I'm Dancing with the Stars.
Who are you?
I'm the mummy. Simply put my hands over my face to create the illusion to your listeners that I actually was wrapped in gauze,
bandages.
Like some of the sarcophaguses of the ancient Egyptian times on Dancing with the Stars. I'm enjoying this just as much as real trick-or-treating. Oh, let me do it once again. Here I am. I'm going to sit sideways and put my shoulder at a jaunty angle as I say, trick or treat and open your door, because Tom Bergeron needs some candy at your door.
There's no one at home today.
There's no one. Hello? No one seems to be opening the door. I don't understand. Please just let me in. I've got a wonderful costume for you. And boy, it's been a busy week. What a schedule I have. Dealing with Wayne Newton and soap stars and Marie Osmond and all the wonderful people. No one's letting me in the effing door. Don't you know who I am? I'm Tom Bergeron. Jesus Christ! Oh, that's very nice of you. As I put my lovely outfit on, you'll see that I am dressed as the Mona Lisa. Yes, look at my vertical smile. I'm dancing with the stars. I have to go out and change now. Are you going to be coming back with more show?
We got another hour to fill.
Well, let me take you to break. Can I do that?
Oh, sure.
That's right. I'm Tom Bergeron. You've enjoyed Jim Nance and all the stories about horrible marriages. Well, there's more where that came from, and we'll have it for you next, right here on the Don and Mike Show, not Dancing with the Stars. How do you like that? Oh, F me.
Pumpkin Picasso.
The Pumpkin Picasso. Yes, he's a wonderfully talented. I was waiting for you to hit the button, but now I have to have another musical stager. They talk football. They talk marriage. They talk fun each and every day. And there's more for each and every one of you coming up on the Don and Mike Show. Now, I was ready. I was waiting for. May I hit the band again and say a special hello to my very favorite regular on your show?
Sure.
This is Tom Bergeron saying more coming up with Don and Mike, and a special greeting to my favorite man, Mr. Robert Adams, on Dancing with the Stars. It's a lovely picture of him with his big hat and his lovely jersey on his jet ski on Dancing with the Stars.
Who are you?
I'm the self-loathing Tom Bergeron. All righty. Thank you very much.
This time. Hello.
I'm Jim Nance with my CBS tattoo on my shoulder and my shirt off, nipples erect on Dancing with the Stars. I hate myself, too. I'm sorry. I got a little bit of a York peppermint patty caught between my teeth.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
My God. You're going to the news. That's right. Let me tease that for you, too.
Okay, go ahead.
He's got a crop of weed that would choke a donkey. I'm talking, of course, about the legendary Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Donkey weed.
Uh-huh. Donkey weed.
Oh, we got another one?
Yes. I'm ready now. Cue the music, Jim.
Trick or treat.
Hello. Trick or treat. Rob Spiewak writes, I'm Indian chief. Keep 'em big love stick. I didn't like it either. I'm dancing with the stars. Thanks so much. I seem to be getting apoplectic right now.
Stand by
for news coming up on Dancing with the Stars.
This is the Don and Mike Show.